Player of Chris Cluey versus the Vikings. I'll chat with Legal Eagle Jeff O'Brien when News and Views returns.
You're listening to News and Views on News Radio 830 WCCO.
Not so much revenge, more the fact that I don't think someone who has that as their viewpoint and would treat other people that way, I don't think someone like that should be a role model. I mean, I think that we as NFL players and as NFL coaches, you know, people regard us as role models, and we have a responsibility to act that way.
That was former Viking Chris Cluey. His latest post at Deadspin is claiming that a couple of the coaches, as well as general manager Rick Spielman, not such great things to say about them. Let's get into that with our legal eagle, Jeff O'Brien from the law firm Lohman Abdo. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Regini.
Lots of stuff. The latest is that the Minnesota Vikings now have brought in some pretty big legal eagles, too. Former Supreme Court Chief Eric Magnuson, and he's now an attorney, and another attorney, Chris Medel, to do an independent investigation of the possible issues in this. Let's get into them, Jeff.
You bet. Well, there's actually, Rasheed, there's kind of three separate and distinct issues involved with this, and I have to tell you, following all this since it broke late in this week, it's been like I'm having flashbacks to my third year employment law final exam with all the issue spotting here. You know, there's one issue with this, which is the coach's alleged comments and how the Vikings are investigating that, and then the related issue of why, you know, the timing of them being brought to light now as opposed to when they were made, say, a year or so ago. The second issue is, was Chris Cluey released from the Vikings because of his opinions on same-sex marriage or because of his advocacy for this issue? And then the third issue is, you know, with the article that came out, the Deadspin article yet this week, is what he said about the coach, in particular Mike Prefer, who was the one that he's alleging made the comments, does that rise to the level of a defamatory statement, or is it actionable? So there's kind of three separate issues here. The issue in terms of what you just brought up with the Vikings retaining Eric Magnuson and Chris Medel goes to, and they're doing the right thing here, in my opinion. They've engaged outside counsel to conduct an investigation as to what was said, when it was said, where it was said, who heard it, the context of it, all of that. That's the first issue here. It's an HR issue.
And a lot of he said, he said, though.
It is. It is. And the tricky part is going to be, from everything I've heard, you know, in interviews and things, it sounds like these comments may have been made, and in particular, there's one particularly, inflammatory comment that was made, seemed to have been made in a meeting with a small group of people. It might have just been Chris Cluey, the kicker, Blair Walsh, and the long snapper, Colin Loeffler. Two of the three of those guys, of course, are still employed by the team.
And you call those like a little specialist meeting? Is that what those are called?
It's called in the industry. It's called a specialist meeting. The kicker, the punter, and the long snapper. So it might have been just a limited number of folks that heard it. And we've already seen, I've not seen anything from Loeffler. Blair Walsh came out and said, you know, Prefer's a good guy and this is just reprehensible but he didn't necessarily say that it was false. He just, you know, came out and made a statement on behalf of the coach. So the investigation that Magnuson and Medel are going to undertake will get to the bottom of that. There will be interviews with these players, including probably Mr. Cluey, and finding out what was said. And the reason, Rasheeny, why it still matters, and I'm sure some people are thinking, you know, head coach just got fired. Why, you know, what does this matter? This is the former punter versus the fired coach, right? Well, not wrong, because all the assistants are still employed by the Vikings. And
right.
Mike Prefer is one that's been advocated as being, he may be interviewed for the head coaching gig. And then they may want the new head coach, if it's not him, to retain him. So that's why this is kind of a hot issue right now, is because you're dealing with a coach that's still on the payroll.
Well, and that's the whole thing here. Chris Cluey has called these two coaches, or these three people, two cowards and a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
These are fighting words, Jeff O'Brien.
Yeah.
Is it usual practice for the Vikings to bring in this independent investigation?
It would be in this case. When you have a situation like this where you have, this is a supervisor, he's a coach, right? Coach versus player. If you have a person in a supervisory position saying things that would, if true, equate to harassment. I mean, you know, Chris Klee himself is not gay, and he's, you know, and everything like that, but he's, you know, the comments that he made, the coach made, certainly were designed to harass, if they're true, were designed to provoke a response. I mean, those, I wouldn't say they're fighting words, but they're certainly inflammatory comments. And the question is, given how passionate Mr. Klee is about the issue of same-sex marriage, was this considered workplace harassment for a coach for his superior to say something like this?
Right. And then when we talk about libel law, if one side is saying, well, what Chris said is wrong and not true, we know that truth is a complete defense. So if it can be found that it is true, then Chris is actually in the right here. Correct.
Yeah, and there's a couple issues with the defamation. You know, in Minnesota law, defamation, the standard is defamatory statement, so it's something that tends to injure the plaintiff's reputation, expose them to public hatred, contempt, ridicule, degradation. Clearly,
if anybody's following
the comments on articles or on social media, it certainly has exposed Prefer to that. That's not an issue. Published to third parties, not an issue. And then which the speaker or publisher knew or should have known was false. And there's where we get to the issue is, was it true or did he say it or did he not? And, you know, I've had some people have asked me about, well, does the assistant coach on the Vikings, does he rise to a public figure? Because if it's a public official or a public figure, the standard is much higher because of the First Amendment.
Well, that's my question to you, because it's clear Leslie Frazier is a public figure. But Mike Prefer, it gets a little more gray area, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But here's the thing, Rashini. When you talk about a public official or public figure, you can still have a defamation claim, but it's a higher standard. You have to show actual malice or reckless disregard of the truth. Now, if you heard just the clip that you played, of Mr. Klee leading into this segment, and any of the interviews he's done, the article itself on Deadspin, it's clear he says Mike Prefer should never coach again in the NFL at any in any position. So you can see, I mean, the motivation is to keep this coach from ever being employed again. I think regardless of whether or not he's a public figure, I think you've got the malice element. So everything here is going to come down to, and if there was an action by the coach against Klee for defamation, everything comes down to, did he say it or did he not? Is it true or is it false?
Do you want to weigh in with our legal eagle, Jeff O'Brien? Give us a ring, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. You can also text 81807. We're talking about the remarks that Chris Klee wrote in a Deadspin article, which now the Vikings have hired a couple attorneys for an independent investigation to look into this. On Facebook, Deborah Delaney says, I hope this conversation sticks to performance versus personal lifestyles that don't hurt anyone. Well, Jeff, the other issue here, in light of what Deborah says, Chris Klee has really gained a certain level of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, wouldn't you say, in the top five or six in the entire NFL in the last year to 2 years?
You know, I would have to say that Chris Klee is probably the most, has more celebrity than any other person that's played his position in a long time. I mean, punters typically don't get the kind of level of publicity that Chris has, and you know, kudos to him for that. He's a great marketer, and he's a great promoter, and so yes, I would say he's certainly at a higher level of celebrity than most people in his position.
So then he uses that celebrity to speak out on behalf of gay marriage and gay rights. He himself has said he is not gay, but he's speaking out on behalf of those groups and those issues. But what about, actually, could there be a case that he's trying to attack Mike Prefer to try to prevent him from getting promoted? You know, I mean, that is another thing we're looking at here.
Yeah, I mean, the issue of how the statement being made towards Chris Klee himself the title of the story was, I was released because of two cowards and a bigot. So, I mean, the flip side of this is his argument that he was somehow treated by the Vikings unfairly or released by the Vikings because of his advocacy for same-sex marriage, and his particular advocacy against the constitutional amendment that was on the ballot, in 2012. And with that, it gets a lot more. You get a lot more gray area. You talk about gray area with public figure, whatnot, and the defamation stuff. It's really gray here because, as we all know, you can go through the history of the Vikings or any other team. The NFL is a harsh business sometimes, and veteran players that get paid a lot of money, when the team finds that they can find somebody to do the same thing at a much lower price, it's not shocking that they do that.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Your firm represents a lot of people in entertainment and sports, definitely some NFL players. What about the actual skill level here? Can you weigh in on that? Because
you bring up a good point, and I kind of jokingly say, it's almost kind of like on a curve, right? I mean, the players, we all see a whole lot of unique individuals that come into the NFL and come into the Vikings. I mean, we can go through a list. We'd be here the rest of the day going through some of the interesting characters that have been part of the Minnesota Vikings over the years. And the teams are willing to put up with a certain amount of, extracurricular behavior, shall we say, depending on as long as the performance level is there. And I use the example here of Randy Moss. Randy Moss was, a headache when his first tenure with the Vikings. We had hitting the traffic cop and squirting the water bottle at the ref and yelling at sponsors on the team bus. But he was performing at a high level, so the team allowed him to continue. Second time around, performance level wasn't the same. He's yelling at the caterer and having tantrums and stuff at the coach. Not going to take that. We'll cut him. So there's a good example of, if the performance level isn't there, the team's not going to put up with it. And that's not to say that, whether it be that two different things, some of Randy Moss's, outrageous behavior versus Chris Cluey standing up for a political issue that he passionately believed. But at the end of the day, their job is to play football. And if a team decides that it's not worth it, we can find somebody to do this, it's a headache to us, blah, 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 that is the business of the NFL. They're going to make that decision.
No matter how this goes, Jeff O'Brien, no matter how it goes, it seems like no one would ever hire Chris Cluey again in the NFL.
That's kind of what he's implying, is that he's been blackballed. He was signed by the Oakland Raiders within the week that he was released by the Vikings, and he was released before the season started in 2013. Another punter beat him out. There's been a couple teams throughout the season that had, their punter get injured, and so they need to bring in somebody, and he didn't get any of those jobs. So that's all, the flip side of this, some people have speculated, is he bitter about that? And is that why the timing of this, because of, where the Vikings are with their coaching search and Prefer still being there, is he directing this towards him, saying, if I'm out, so are you? So I think one thing we can certainly surmise from this is the two of those two guys, Mike Prefer and Chris Cluey, probably didn't like each other too much.
Yeah, think?
there was a public, Prefer has gone on. There is one statement that he made about Cluey 2 years ago. This was after the, when he put the Ray Guy for Hall of Fame over his Hall of Fame anniversary patch on his jersey. And Prefer in the post game press conference said, I wish he'd spend more time focusing on his punting and his holding. So there clearly is an issue, was a personal issue between those two guys, aside from what's coming to light now with Chris Cluey's political activism. There was some kind of tension there because, he has his band. He is very active on social media. He has a book out. He has a number of things going on, which is great. We want these pro athletes to transition and do something else. Right, we don't want them just to be stuck in this, this vortex where they're always, I was a professional athlete, right? So it's kind of a catch 22.
Yeah, but doing a workout book and talking about this topic are two different things, right?
Right. And so the question is, at what point does a coach have the right to say he shouldn't be doing all this? He should focus on his job. And is that being taken as he shouldn't be advocating for this issue or this political issue or not, or doing this or that, or the other thing? So there's a whole bunch of stuff wrapped up in that issue of whether or not he was released by the Vikings because of his political activism. I think there's a huge amount of gray area. There are a lot of questions that come up, and people are right to take either side. That's a separate issue from did a superior, meaning the coach, say something that could be considered harassment. And,
right.
and the, like I said, the Vikings are doing the right thing, investigating it, and, you know, who knows? The end result may be that, and they may be conservative enough to say, you know what, we're just going to the easiest way for us to extricate ourselves from this issue is to not retain him as a coach.
So we've got some listeners weighing in by text. One person saying his record was fine. Another person saying, I'm sorry, his performance level was there for him. I believe he was right, but just spoke wrong words, and he made it clear the Vikings knew he was doing this and had wanted to keep it separated. So, I mean, that's, you know, a couple people weighing in there for Chris.
You know, and that's you know, I saw the thing about his position was right. It was, you know, I've heard people saying, I agree with what his position was. It was his tone, or it was the way he was doing it. And that's another thing. I mean, you know, he was, my understanding is he was asked by the Vote No campaign to be involved with the, you know, very publicly in support of the Vote No side of the amendment. He's asked to do that because of his role as a member of the Minnesota Vikings and a member of the NFL. And so, you know, it sounds like from what I read in the article, he did go to, you know, the team and ask for permission to do this beforehand, and they gave him his blessing. And, you know, the story says Ziggy Wolf pulled him aside and said, I applaud what you're doing. It sounds like to me that there was a point where, you know, Coach Frazier and maybe Rick Spielman kind of told him, hey, pull it back a little bit, and not necessarily pulling it back. I think Chris is confusing a little bit between saying don't advocate for the issue versus, you know, watch your tone. And that's a legitimate argument if you're, the NFL players talk about representing the shield, meaning the NFL. If you're going to be involved with advocating for a political issue because of your role as an NFL player, then you have to take that into account.
There are certain P's and Q's to mind.
Exactly. You have to take that into account with however your approach. You know, it's no different than what I do. You know, if I'm online on Twitter or Facebook or something saying something, I can't separate myself from being an attorney with Loman Abdo.
Right. I'm sure there's certain things they don't want you posting, Jeff.
Yeah, if I were to say something, you know, wildly outrageous, I will bet you I'll get someone coming down to my office and saying, what were you thinking about that? So you gotta be cognizant of that. And, you know, you got to be a little bit of self-censorship in terms of what, you know, in terms of how you're advancing the ball on your cause.
He is Jeff O'Brien. He tweets at Jeff O'Brien. He's an attorney with the law firm of Loman Abdo. Thanks so much, Jeff, for your insight. Always interesting.
Thanks, Rasheen, for having me on.
We'll be back with more news and views.
Minnesota's official weather station is News Radio 830 WCCO.
These times contagious. I've never been this bored before. Is this the prize I've waited for?
Rasheeni Rajkumar with you. You're listening to News and Views on WCCO Radio. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday with us here. Hope you're staying warm and keeping track of that weather with us, too. We've been chatting about Chris Cluey and his latest issues with the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings now pulling in an independent investigation over some remarks. Cluey claims a couple of the coaches had said, and we'll see what comes from that. But in Saturday's New York Times, a very interesting op-ed from none other than former retired heavyweight champion Mike Tyson. He was in Minneapolis recently. You probably caught some of that coverage on WCCO radio and TV. But I was really, I had to sort of double check that it was the Mike Tyson we know. He wrote about how he replaced drugs and liquor with a craving to be a better man. It's a very, very interesting take. You know, he has a book that came out recently, and it's kind of along the lines of what he gets into in that book. But he talks about how when he grew up, he had a mentor who really helped him to be disciplined. So even though his personality sometimes would go toward the addictive and that of an addict, this particular mentor would really keep him in check so he would turn that energy into the diligence of being an athlete. In fact, he says he sort of gave away his teenage years because he was being primed to be this future champion. But then he says right before he won his first belt, his mentor died. And that made him go into kind of a tailspin. He claims, you know, when you have an addictive personality, you never really recover from that. And he says New Year's brings a lot of people to make pledges and resolutions. But he says, you know what? When you're an addict, you can't just make a pledge. You have to actually be very disciplined all year long, all the time, and never let up. So it's pretty interesting, his this op-ed piece he wrote. But he also shares how he continues to fight having a negative self-image. So it'll be interesting to see what his next years bring to him as he shared some of that new story as he's promoting others while he was in town in Minneapolis. We've got a lot more show coming up for you. The superintendent of Edina Schools, Rick Dressen, is in the house. He'll be on at 1:05 taking your questions about new initiatives that he is going to start in Edina and hopes the rest of the state will take on. I'm Rashini Rajkumar. We'll be back after the news.